Welcome to the Breakthrough Woman Podcast. Experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and quality of life with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace, with host Andrea.
Hey, you're listening to City Radio Online, here to connect, and you're with the program Breakthrough Women, Experiencing the Speed of Grace. And I'm Andrea. Back in the studio with me is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Andrea.
Now, Valerie, you were just sharing with me about this particular topic that you've been seeing more and more women are talking to you about.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please, I think it's important, today we will not bring up one of the questions from our listeners, but I think it's important that you do share with us this particular subject, an issue that a lot of women are facing. So please share with us.
Okay, one common thread I see with the women around me and the women who contact me, and even myself back then, it's toxic relationships where you are in toxic relationships where you are talked down to, you are not treated very kindly, be it with a boss, with a friend, with a husband, or a boyfriend, and you don't know what to do. Like, you don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know it, and you know it when you are not treated very kindly by someone in your life, and you are just biting your tongue and pressing through. You know it, and you know it, you are not valued, cherished, and appreciated by someone. And sometimes it's hard to look at it because it's somebody you love. It's somebody you respect. And you don't really want to face the fact that, but they don't respect you. They don't reciprocate. And it's very sad because you kind of suppress yourself and you lose yourself along the way. And so for those of you listening to this and you can relate, you feel that you do have a relationship like that, you know, where you feel not good every time you walk away. You don't feel good. You feel that this, like, sinking in your stomach. You feel like you're compromising. You don't know how to say no to this person. You feel that you always need to explain yourself or justify yourself, or you are always blamed to be the one at fault in anything. Sometimes it's passive aggressive. The person doesn't have to be physically abusive, can be emotionally abusive, can be passive aggressive, like make you feel bad. I mean, I sat down with a lady and it was 2 hours. She was pouring out her relationship with me. She was with a man for 2 years, just partners, not engaged or anything, but they lived together for 2 years. And she shared with me how this person looks so charismatic and friendly and positive on the outside to everyone. Everybody loves him. But behind closed doors, he's another person. So for example, it could be very subtle. Like, she would do something great at her work and he would talk her down on it. See, it's not that great anyway. It's like, don't get cocky. It's not that fantastic. And she would be very affected by that because she feels that it has affected her work in the past 2 years. She feels that she's not her, in her full power. She's not her true self. She lost her voice. And it affects her work. It affects her self-image. It can be, as she shared with me, they can sit through an entire dinner and he just doesn't want to talk. And if she asks what's wrong, say, nothing's wrong, can't I just keep quiet? You know, things like this is very subtle, but you kind of know it doesn't feel good. Another example, for example, she's this lady, she shared that one day, she, it was a Friday night, she was really, she was not feeling well, she was sick. And she told him, you know, I don't feel good. I think I need to go home. And he kept quiet and he actually scowled and said, but I don't feel like going home. It's Friday, I want to go out. Like, just take a painkiller. And it was so unkind, but she actually took it, took a painkiller and went on. Like, even though she was not feeling well at all, he didn't show any kindness. He didn't show any affection. It was really harsh, you know? But she took it. And every time she took it, she finds that it's harder to stand up for herself the next time. The next time. And it becomes 2 years, you know? Can you imagine? And it had compromised not just her well-being, but her work. She finds that she's not doing what she can actually do in her work. Sometimes she feels like she shared with me, like sometimes she goes on courses and programs, like 3-day program, and she feels very empowered because she's with like-minded people who value her strengths and everything. She's herself, she's happy, she can laugh out loud, you know, just herself. I've actually been through those days with her and I thought, wow, what a confident girl, you know, so happy. But she says, you know, but when I go back home, it just, everything is lost again. And she says that I realized that every time I get out of the house, I feel good.
Wow.
And there's one time this guy actually told her, actually, I feel really uneasy when you look like you're doing well in life. And that was a very vulnerable state for him to be at. To say, actually, I feel insecure when you're doing so well because I'm afraid that you would attract another guy. You know, sometimes you don't know what that person is thinking. Most of the time, when people need to be aggressive to feel powerful, I mean, there's a term for that, it's called narcissist. In psychology, there's a term for that, narcissism. And if they need to be aggressive and loud to feel powerful, then they are very weak. If you need to be loud and aggressive to feel powerful, you are really weak. And you need to recognize that, my dear, the one listening, whom you feel there's somebody in your life like that. And sometimes it's a pattern. I've known women who attract one aggressive guy after another in relationships and also at work, where they suffer verbal and emotional abuse by their bosses. Very loud men who pound the table and scream vulgarities at them, or shame them, or treat them really badly, like rudely even, you know, don't need to have physical abuse, but just that abrasive nature. And they may also have a childhood with a dad like that. You see, they grew up with that. And they may no longer have a good relationship with their dad. Like, you know what, I'm married and I don't have that anymore in my life. But because they're still not healed from that childhood trauma, they have this fear, you know what, I'm very afraid of men when they shout. Like, they haven't resolved this thing with them. Then, ironically, you say, but ironically, I keep attracting this kind of guys. You know? And really, I tell these women, when you value yourself, when you take your power back, being powerful doesn't mean you gotta be nasty. Doesn't mean you gotta be loud. Being confident could be when you say no, it's just no. You don't have to explain. You know? And when you learn to value yourself, you will know who are the people you want out. You don't want to continue anymore with them. Sometimes it's hard because it's like you are engaged with that person. Sometimes it's hard to leave because you have been with that person for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. Sometimes it's hard because that's your husband. You know? But what do you know the answer, what you should do. You know, it doesn't have to be breaking up all the time, but sometimes, yes, the answer is really breaking up. But sometimes you can seek help, and if that guy, if the man is willing, like the other person is willing, okay, it can be worked out. But if that man is not willing, my question is, why are you still there suffering, if you are still suffering?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, help us to be able to identify some of these signs.
Okay.
That we are in a toxic relationship. Because, you know, if we're in a relationship that has been going on for so long already, like it's our best friend, or it's a colleague, or it's even our husband, and we kind of, we may just feel comfortable in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so help us to be able to identify these signs, and when it's like, when it's a clear signal that this is a toxic relationship, this relationship is damaging to us.
Okay. One thing is, women, we are very gifted in our gut feeling. Very gifted. We just can't explain it when we feel something.
Okay.
And if you are someone who's so expert in suppressing that gut feeling, like you've been ignoring the little voice that tells you walk away, that little voice that tells you don't say yes, please listen to that voice. It takes you to be willing. Are you willing to see the truth? That's the first step. If you are, then let's go to the next step and tell ourselves, I want to switch on my higher self. You know, my higher self is in my spiritual self, myself that is connected to God, to be my guide in every situation, in every relationship. I would like to be, conscious. So for example, if you're going to meet someone, that person, that particular person you suspect is the person we've been talking about, go with a new awareness, with that higher consciousness switched on, and check in on yourself constantly throughout the interaction. Check in on yourself after you leave that person and ask yourself, how does that person make you feel today and every other day?
Okay.
And you will see a pattern. And if you are really honest with yourself, and you will say, if you say, I don't feel good, I don't feel important, I don't feel appreciated, I don't feel valued, I feel down somehow when I leave this person, I feel lousy about myself. You know, if you feel like you lose a part of you every time you leave this person, then you know they got a piece of you, of your self-worth, of your value. You feel constantly discounted, you know, then please, my dear, take your power back. Draw the line. If you need support, look for support. Can't do it alone. Look for support. Talk to someone you trust. Be physically away if you need to for a while. And seek a higher perspective. Seek God's perspective in that relationship.
So, some of the signs also could be like, you're not looking forward to meeting this person. You feel tired, you feel drained and exhausted after just having a 1 hour coffee with this person.
Yes. Or you feel like you're walking on eggshells. You know.
Yeah. Whenever you're with this person,
You're walking on eggshells, you're like not relaxed at all. You're not enjoying yourself. You can't relax. It's a sure sign. It's like, why are you so afraid? You know.
Okay, so so have you seen any of your clients, you know, really break through from this? Have, like, what were some of the measures or the actions that they took to when they identified that this relationship was toxic? What did they do?
There's one client. In Singapore, it's really quite common to go on a BTO or get a flat even before the guy proposed. It's like so practical. Let's get a flat, you know, before it runs out. so practical and they really do it. And this client did it.
Mm.
She put down a 10k deposit and the guy did as well.
Mm.
And it feels like you're even more invested in it because you've got money in it.
Yeah.
And papers on it. But the guy hasn't proposed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you ignored all the signs. Like she told me, like, she knew the things he was doing behind her back. And she chose to turn a blind eye on it.
Okay. That's one thing about women as well.
Yes.
We will just tolerate things.
Very long-suffering.
Yeah, long-suffering.
And this client, she's a very nice person. Very nice, very kind. She's a nurse. Very kind, nice, soft-spoken, gentle. And the thing is, it's too kind to the point she allowed somebody to bully her.
Okay.
That she didn't dare to speak up.
Mm.
Even though she knows it's not right, she doesn't feel good. Mm. She would say yes when she actually wanted to say no. Like, this is a very common trait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can be very nice, but there's a difference between nice and being a very bluntly put, a doormat. Like what I read, you know. If you feel like actually you're stepped all over, please do something about it. Like this client, she went through a lot of healing, though she needed a lot of healing, a lot of emotional healing. And when she healed, she found her value again.
Hmm.
She took her power back again. And when she stepped into her full power, she knows what is good for her and what's not good for her. And she knows what to do next.
Okay.
So we didn't start off with, you know what, just break up. It doesn't work.
Mm.
You need to heal on the inside first. You need to shift your perspective and see it for yourself. It's not because somebody told you.
Okay.
You know?
Mm.
You have to be convinced yourself.
Yeah.
And that's where she was. And very quickly, she broke up. She broke up and went on a journey of self-discovery again, enjoy life again, find her power back again, and she thrived in her work after that.
Mm.
She thrived in her work, she loved life. She's single, but she's very happy, and she's exploring dating, but no longer with that energy of, I need somebody, I hope somebody likes me. You know, that kind of energy. She was like that. So she didn't have standards in her relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk about standards. What's your standard in your relationships? And you can only say you have a standard when you value yourself, you know, enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, thank you so much, Valerie. Value yourself. You have a quote that you posted on Instagram. Can you please share that quote with us?
Yes.
Regarding this particular issue.
I shared, when you learn to value yourself, you will weed out the people who don't.
Mm.
So the question is, who are the energy vampires in your life? And say no thank you without explaining, because you don't have to. You know, you can be sweet, kind, and selective with who you want to spend energy on.
Mm.
It's really okay. It doesn't mean you're not nice. It's just called personal preference.
Mm.
And honor your personal preference.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how you take your power back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Valerie. Now, please follow Valerie on Instagram at Speed of Grace and visit her website at speedofgrace.com.
This episode is brought to you by the Breakthrough Woman Program with your breakthrough catalyst and spiritual counselor, Valerie Grace. Has anyone told you it's impossible? It'll take years. Don't believe them because they've never done it. But Valerie and her clients have. You too can experience the speed of grace in your relationships, money, and career within months, not years. Take action and break through at www.speedofgrace.com today.